in the limelight.
American billionaires grew in number and expanded their collective fortunes by $2.1 trillion since COVID-19 sparked a worldwide pandemic 19 months ago, according to a new analysis unveiled recently. Please stay with us for an article in this regard written by John Cooley, journalist. This article is published under the heading Indefensible. U.S. billionaires became $2.1 trillion richer in 19 months of pandemic. Stay tuned for more. American billionaires grew in number and expanded their collective fortunes by $2.1 trillion since COVID-19 sparked a worldwide pandemic 19 months ago, according to a new analysis unveiled recently. An overall 70% surge of wealth among the nation's richest individuals since March of 2020 has resulted in approximately 130 new billionaires, found a new report released by Americans for Tax Fairness, ATF, and the Institute for Policy Studies, IPS. In a statement, the groups noted that there are now 745 people with 10-figure bank accounts compared to 614 that existed when the pandemic first hit. In total, those 745 billionaires now hold $5 trillion in collective wealth, which the groups note is two-thirds more than $3 trillion in wealth held by the bottom 50% of U.S. households. While ATF and IPS have been tracking the explosive growth of uber-wealthy throughout the pandemic, the latest figures come as Democrats in Congress continue to negotiate with themselves over the cost and scope of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, which aims to provide expanded Medicare, paid family leave, universal child care and pre-K, bold climate action, and an expanded childhood tax credit to alleviate childhood poverty and provide a more robust economic foundation for millions of working American families. According to IPS-ATF, the great good fortune of these billionaires over the past 19 months is all the more stark when contrasted with the devastating impact of coronavirus on working people. Almost 89 million Americans have lost jobs, over 44.9 million have been sickened by a virus, and over 724,000 have died from it. To put this extraordinary wealth growth is perspective. The $2.1 trillion gain over 19 months by U.S. billionaires is equal to 60% of the $3.5 trillion 10-year cost of President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The entire $2.1 trillion in new revenues over 10 years approved by the House Ways and Means Committee to help pay for President Biden's Build Back Better BBB in investment plan. At the heart of their latest analysis, said ATF Executive Director Frank Clement, is the failure to adequately tax these outrageous and growing fortunes. This growth of billionaire wealth is unfathomable, immoral, and indefensible in good times, let alone during a pandemic when so many have struggled with unemployment, illness, and death, said Clement, adding, for practical and moral reasons, Congress must start effectively taxing the outsized gains of billionaires. Like other advocates, IPS and ATF are calling for much higher and stricter taxation on the windfall profits of the billionaire class, especially in light of the social needs that the pandemic has made so apparent. Currently, under consideration in Congress is the Billionaires Income Tax, that is BIT bill, spearheaded by Senator Ron Wyden, chairman of the Finance Committee, which Clement and Chuck Collins, director of IPS Program on Inequality and the Common Good, say is the best piece of legislation to target the wealth of the super rich. As the new analysis notes, most of these huge billionaires' gains will go untaxed under current rules and will disappear entirely for tax purposes when they are passed on to the next generation. Under Wyden's BIT, billionaires will start paying taxes on their increased wealth each year, just like workers pay taxes on their paychecks each year. The tax will apply only to taxpayers whose wealth exceeds $1 billion, about 700 households. It will be assessed annually on tradable assets, such as the stocks, where the value of the asset is known as the beginning and end of the year. For non-tradable assets such as ownership in a business or real estate holdings, taxes will be deferred until the asset is sold. In a statement last month following the release of a White House report on the average income tax rate of U.S. billionaires, Wyden said that it's shameful for the U.S. wealthiest to pay lower tax rates than most working Americans. Wyden said billionaires are paying a mere 8% tax rate, lower than millions of working Americans. It's time for a billionaire's income tax that ensures billionaires pay taxes just like the nurses and firefighters, he added. Nurses treating COVID-19 patients pay their taxes with every paycheck, and they know it's fundamentally unfair that billionaires and their heirs may never pay tax on billions in stock gains. Instituting a billionaire's income tax would go a long way toward creating one for tax code rather than one that's mandatory for working people and another that's optional for the fortunate few.